Hey friends, I hope each of you had a great Christmas, and I want to wish you each a very happy new year. Welcome to the first 2026 episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a group or you're a seasoned veteran at this, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Gathered as One. Let's get into it. This week's big truth is God meets us in our brokenness and restores us after 70 years in exile. God's people return to Jerusalem. What they found wasn't a picture-perfect homecoming. It was absolute ruins. But even in the rubble, God was faithful to his promises. He stirred in the heart of a pagan king to send his people home and provided everything they needed to rebuild. God's restoration always begins with the heart. This week's Christ Connection is God kept his promise to bring his people out of exile from Babylon and restore their freedom to worship him. Since Adam and Eve's first sin, all humans have been exiled from God and are in need of deliverance. Jesus came to end this exile, bringing his people home and restoring our freedom to worship him. This week's session covers Ezra chapters 1 through 3. In chapter 1, God moves King Cyrus to allow the Israelites to return and to rebuild the temple. In chapter 3, the people gather as one and start rebuilding the altar, not the walls or the temple foundation. Why? Because worship and repentance had to come first. They celebrated, but some wept over what was lost. Their mixed emotions remind us that restoration is real, but it's not always easy. Still, God was faithful and his people responded with worship. So here are some questions your students might ask and how you can be ready to help answer those. Why did the people rebuild the altar first instead of the temple? Why did some people cry while others celebrated? Can God really use unbelievers to accomplish his plans? And what does it look like to return to God when we feel distant because of our sin? Help students see that restoration starts with the heart. The altar came before the temple because worship and repentance are the foundation for everything else. Encourage your group to think about what returning to God looks like in their own lives. Confession, repentance, and drawing near to him. God's people didn't just return home, they returned to him. And through their restoration came Jesus, who restores us completely. No matter how far we've wandered, God is ready to meet us in our brokenness and bring us home. So, a few quick reminders before we wrap this week's episode. One, leader training is this Wednesday, January the 7th, with dinner at 5 p.m. and then our training beginning over in the Student Center at 6 p.m. Please RSVP for this event on our church website. Also, Wednesday night activities, including Connect, start back on January the 14th. So come and be a part of that. Well, y'all, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.